thanks for calling in. And I think we should speak a little bit about the group you're involved in, the Trio of Air Sculpture. And we know of this group by listening to you through your recordings here on Star's End, which are really quite excellent and fit in really wonderfully on the on the broadcasts. And we'd like you to why don't you sort of talk about the three members of the group and what they bring to the group, what their forte or what their specialization is.
Okay. Yes, the three of us are made up of Peter Rudzinski and John Christian and myself. And we started out originally with the two of us, John Christian and myself, and we played for a couple of sessions. But then really things changed dramatically when Peter joined us, and we became sort of magic three. For the type of music that we play, really three people is, we think, is about the minimum that makes it possible to have an ongoing live improvisation. So that was a really important step. In terms of our, I guess, key strengths, that's changed over the years, and it changes with, I guess, with equipment as well. Certain things allow us to work in different ways, and we've all had our moments, if you like, with sequencing and rhythms and lead lines and chord works and so on. But I guess if you looked generally, then it would be hard to say. I've always said that John and Peter have by far been the strongest sequencing of the group, and I've had my few moments, but they generally, I think, have been much stronger in sequencing over the time. I typically do a lot of lead lining, but that's something I enjoy doing, and there's some certain patches I use rather too much, I think, but I enjoy it a lot. And really, together, the mix of what we all do is one of the things that makes it work for me. I think we're all capable of doing all the parts. And the sort of sound evolves, and then just depending on how things are going at the time, we kind of all dip in and do what's necessary.
Well, Adrian, you've been at this for a while now, and your music is obviously realized through improvisation, but by now you must have noticed some patterns or some things that happened during the development of your pieces. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. When we first started, we were working with an absolutely blank canvas. And as time has gone on, some of the tools have helped us to evolve what we do. The canvas isn't really as blank as it used to be, but part of that is down to our experience of each other. We understand much better how each of us works, and we can listen when things are happening. We have a better feel for where we can take them and how that might evolve, particularly, for example, at a certain point, whether the sequence is the right time to come in, and we have a real collective feeling for that now. And so as a result, the compositions tend to hang together remarkably well, and many people, when they listen to us for the first time, really can't believe, and I have to say, even myself, listening to some of the CDs, I really can't believe that the way that the pieces evolve isn't planned. We tend to have a general structure in mind, so we may consider that the start will be, for example, very dristy, as you're playing in the background now, a piece from Quark Soup from our performance at the Jodrell Bank. We wanted that to start out really slow and peaceful, with the stars being projected on the sky above, then slowly building into a sort of sequence of passage and then going into something a bit more abstract, and maybe then sort of drifting back down again. We'd have a shape to the to the piece, in other words, and then we would build from that. But once we actually start playing, well, quite often that all goes out the window, and really what happens at the time is dictated by the music that comes through. So there are things that we tend to now build prior to a concert, so patches and sequencer patterns and so on. There won't necessarily be dictated notes or tunes or anything of that sort, but we might have particular instrument constructions that allow us to build sequences or rhythms more rapidly than perhaps we used to have. So it's easier for us to pull together things than perhaps it was right at the beginning of time, where we were literally had an empty sequencer page and filling in dots on the page live, which was fairly scary.
For air sculpture, is the live environment preferable to the studio?
It's something we've done a lot more of, without doubt. The studio is something we rarely, well, we probably haven't done a studio session now for years. And so typically we're getting together in front of an audience, maybe with only one session in between. So that's quite hard, and that's mostly just down to our own personal commitments. I know that the other two guys will desperately want to have time to do a studio session. I'd like to do that too. But the music that we create is different in that environment. We do have a pressure on us in front of an audience, and the adrenaline flows in such a way that the music tends to be quite different. And I think if you look at the first two albums, Impossible Geometries and An Attrition System, and you see there in those pieces of music a very different sound, I think. And that comes from a different way of working. So I personally think that we actually do our best work in front of an audience, but I know that we would do a broader range of sounds and perhaps a broader palette overall if we could do a little bit more studio work.
Do you have any hopes for what your audience will experience or what their gains will be from being at an Air Sculpture concert?
Well, I think certainly from my perspective, when we're playing it, it's real seat of the pants stuff. We're really trying desperately to look ahead to see, you know, what needs to be done in the next minute or two, you know, maybe even the next few seconds. It's quite exhilarating. From an audience perspective, I hope that some of that comes across is to see the sort of the sheer fright, the concern that we've got going on in this sort of battle to sort of keep the music under control, keep it flowing, have it interesting and evolving. And if you can get a sense of that as a viewer, then I think it really enhances what you're seeing, because the music is genuinely being constructed in front of you, and almost you're hearing it probably, depending on how close you are to the speakers, maybe before we are. So you're all listening and waiting to see where it's going, and maybe you're thinking the same as we are, you know, perhaps it should go in a particular direction, and it really could go that way, and nobody knows until it actually happens. So the experience for a viewer is a once-only experience, and it'd never be repeated, whatever we do, and you just don't know what's going to happen.
Just about the music of Air Sculpture, do you feel it's an exploration of technology or more an exploration of spirituality?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. The technology makes it happen, and we are, by our nature, the three of us, computer-based people, and so the technology we find fascinating, but in the end it's all about the music, and many people have commented on our music as sounding very early Tangerine Dream, which is, I think, a great compliment, because we try not to make the music dominated by the technology. Really, what we're trying to do is to create the experience, and so through the technology we are able more easily to do that these days, and even in this particular current recent times, we've been converting ourselves to computers using PCs and almost nothing else. But I'm really hoping that the audience won't see that much of a change, won't hear that much of a change, that it'll just enable us to put them on an aeroplane and come and see you. So technology is definitely second, but without it, I don't think we could do what we do.
Well, you integrate both really well into your music, and I'm really very, very pleased with everything I've heard by your group, and I appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks, Adrian.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Chuck.